Hello, motherfucker. Do you recognize me? Don't think about going back to sleep. Don't be a little bitch today because I'm going to be in your TikTok every day to remind you to move your fucking fat ass.
Good morning and welcome to the house in Granada for Wanham International. I think we start the day with a coffee. And here we go. Now, the best thing about this location is the fact that we have about 400 different spots that you can sit at to enjoy your morning coffee. Now, one of my personal favourites is over here by this olive tree. The seat's a little bit wet at the moment, so I won't sit there. You can also sit here, which is very nice. It's in the sun. And I'm going to create another space around the back because it's the first place where sun actually gets on the house in the morning. However, today, do you know what? We could even go up there as well. We've got two separate balconies. And there is a view that's looking over into the hills, which I think you guys will love. But this is a hell of a spot as well. See this here? This table area. Very, very nice. I think I'm going to sit here. This is where we're going to go today, boys. Let's have a morning coffee in the sun. Oh, look at this. We've got an actual spot with some sun on it. Have we got sun? We got sun. There we go. It's quite good lighting. Quick little recap. Who saw the Eubank versus Ben fight from last night? That was one of the most epic entrances I've ever seen in my life. His dad showing up last minute, them coming out of the elevator together, the Still Dre orchestra, and then he actually gets the W. Unbelievable. That will go down in history as one of the best nights in British boxing ever. That was phenomenal. If you haven't watched it, go and search it on social media, go and have a look. That was unbelievable. So what we're going to do in this video, I'm going to do a day in the life at Wanham International Granada. I'm going to show you guys everything that I do when I'm here on a daily basis. I've actually got my feet up. This is absolutely lovely. This is heaven sat here in the sun. But yeah, it's going to be the whole kind of routine when you're here, the things that you can do. I think we're going to start with having this coffee. Then I'm going to hit the gym, which is just over there. I'll show you guys around in a minute. I think after that, wouldn't mind going and doing some hill sprints in my favorite spot I've shown you guys before. Then I think we should have a dip in the pool, which is just over there. Sauna, skincare routine, get ready, do everything we need to do. And then I'm gonna work for the rest of the day and then probably pop into the center, go and get myself a coffee, maybe a little bit of food. And then tonight I'm gonna go to a rooftop bar with a woman and just have a little chill. It's my last day. And I'm flying back tomorrow morning, so I'm going to show you guys the full experience while you're at the house. Beautiful. Do you know, Tebow actually bought these. Thank you to Tebow, one of the members. Without you, there wouldn't have been any coffee at the house. So thank you, mate. Right then, guys, here we go. We're going to do a little bit of everything. I think if I'm going to be shooting home tomorrow morning, I probably won't train tomorrow. Guys, tell me, be honest. Tell me the truth. Am I turned into Jason Statham as I get older? Starting to think I am. Starting to think I am. Everyone who doubted me. Starting to think I am. You horrible bastard. Right then, guys. Rather than boring you with what I'm doing, how many sets and stuff like that, we're just going to lift heavy shit. We're going to try and get a big pump on. We're going to try and look massive. Cue the montage.
Right, guys, I know I said that I wouldn't talk throughout this montage. However, I want to teach you something important. So, I've always suffered from, like, because I'm tall, I've always suffered from lower back pain. Even when I was, like, 18, I'd be using the jackhammer at work, doing labouring, or shoveling. I thought there was somebody there. It's the shadow from the tree. Just blew against that wall. I was like, shit, I'm going to have to dust somebody on video. I always had a lower back pain. And then as I've gotten older, I've got a pain here now, right in the centre of my back. And I think it just comes from just lifting heavy weights all the time. It just makes this really tight. And I think when you're sat at your desk all day, kind of bent over, I've got this constant click, and I know so many other guys that have got it. I've found different ways to getting rid of it. You know, pull movements there, lift up, and it stretches everything out. But a massive, massive secret for me, and I'd been suffering from, like, shoulder press for a while. I've been trying to do shoulder press, and it's just like, it feels too tight. I stopped using the backrest. As soon as I stopped using the backrest, it became easy. So what I found, instead of just like relaxing against something, when you're sat up like that, your hip, because you guys might get the same. I used to have this when I was young playing football. Your hip flexors tighten up. I used to finish football, jump in the car, and my hip flexors used to tighten up. Whereas when I'm doing this exercise, I can feel the hip flexors getting tight and aching. I can feel this bit aching a little bit. And everything just feels a lot like my feet want to lift off the ground. It feels horrible. But I've been doing it consistently, and all of these pains and all of these like weaknesses in the lower back have just been vanishing. So it's one thing I'd recommend. Anytime you're doing like back exercises or shoulder exercises, do them unsupported. Do everything so that you have to sit up straight and hold yourself. Right then, guys, quickly, people will inevitably ask if I am natty, because that is the state of the industry. And yeah, I am. And I'm 32 now, and a few more grey hairs, and recovery's harder, I'll be honest. It takes a little bit longer to, you know, want to wake up in the morning. It gets a little bit tougher. After you've had sex now, it takes like 3-4 days to really feel like you're 100% rather than like immediate. So yeah, I've thought about it. I have thought about it. It's because my business just gets, it's crazy now. Like you can see, built this whole place. That was tiring enough. Every weight that you see here, like carried it over, put it all in place. Like it's just, life drains you. Do you know what I mean? At the same time, you're running a business full time. It gets stressful. It gets tiring. There's a lot more responsibility, a lot more stress, a lot more bills. It becomes harder and harder. It's not just, you know, lie awake all night playing video games and then, I don't know, getting up at like 1 p.m. Like that's easy when you're young. I'm at it 24/7. Like it's non-stop. Like even today, like it's supposed to be my day off today. I finished all the jobs at the house and I'm recording this content for you guys, hitting a training session. Yeah, it's not hard because I'm abroad. It's good fun, but it is difficult. So yeah, I definitely have thought about it, especially when everyone else in the industry is on it. And I think my natty physique is probably better than 99% of people's who are even on juice. I don't like the idea of not having kids yet and getting on. I don't like the idea of your ball shrinking. Scares me a little bit. I like the idea of genuinely getting hard rather than like an artificial boner. So I'll have to figure that one out. I'll have to speak to some experts, see what they say. But if I do it, I'll document it and let you guys know, because I don't think anybody else is doing that. So then you'll be able to see the difference between natty and when you're on shit. But 32, I could probably wait a few more years. I think personally, if I just get through this year of my life, I could probably take an extra day off the gym per week. The stress is going to lower, and then probably going to be in the best shape of my life, natty, up until like 35, and then I can consider it. I think I'm considering it. I am 32. I'm 33 at the end of August, so yeah, I'm thinking about it, but kind of want to have kids first before I do all that shit, because I know people who have been on then had to come off to have kids, and I'm not sure about that. Right, little piece of advice, guys, when you become a member, or if you are a member, when you finish, just pull the weights away. Just keep it nice and clean like I have. I mean, some stuff can stay on the bars, whatnot, but, you know, just keep it clean. Right, now we're going to have a little swim, relax the muscles a little bit. Wish me luck, because it's fucking freezing in there right now. It's crystal blue, though, apart from that little patch right there. When I got here, the electric was off, so some leaves have built up. I'm just going to leave it for the pool team, because they've got this actual device that can suck it all up. Makes everything 10 times easier than me trying to get it all out with the net for 2 hours. So yeah, it's just a couple of leaves, it'll be fine. But the pool is looking amazing. Look how blue that looks. We'll do a couple of lengths. Like I said, wish me luck. It's absolutely freezing. Like, let's do a test. I'm telling you guys, I know you can't feel it through the thing, so it's pointless, but I'll give you my genuine reaction. Alright, it's one of those, it's not going to be too bad once I get in. Stop being a pussy, let's do this shit. Right, while we're drying off for 5 minutes, figured I'd teach you guys a little life lesson, right? So, one thing I was thinking the other day, all of the women that are considered like sevens and below, they fantasize over the men they can't get, which is the handsome guys online. And I'm talking, you know, you see these guys online like Duke Dennis and that Marlon guy, and then you see other guys that are like, they'll be strolling around Japan and it's a tall blonde guy and he's got all these girls looking at him. Yeah, it's girls that are under like 21. Girls that are 7s, 6s, 5s or below. The 8s, 9s and 10s in my experience go for scary guys. Guys that look like a Russian mob boss. Every single time you'll see the most beautiful women in the world with a scary motherfucker. I mean, countless times, it's endless. They never go for somebody handsome because they don't need to. They're already bringing the looks to the party. They just need somebody who's lean, masculine, scary looking face. I mean, my dad was not a handsome guy. He's self-proclaimed ugly. That's what he'd say. He'd be like, I'm an ugly bloke, but who cares? Never been a model. Pretty much get any woman he wanted. Purely off like just being a big masculine guy, was funny, big personality, just did whatever he wanted. And I think too many of you guys get caught up in perfection. You don't need perfection, you just need to be a man. You just need to be masculine. If you got that shit down, you're going to win every day of the week. And I'm telling you, it's 8s, 9s and 10s that go for masculine guys. There's a reason that celebrities exist, and there's a reason that OnlyFans girls get paid so much money. It's because all of the people that are like 7s and below are like worshippers. So all of the guys that are like 7s and below that can't get certain women, maybe 6s and below, they just worship these OnlyFans girls because they're out of reach. They pay the money. That's why you've got celebrities. That's why you've got, you know, the Sydney Sweeneys in the world. Like, guys that are of a higher level don't give a shit about a pair of tits. Like, I'm sorry, but it's just like, great, okay, blonde girl, big boobs, who cares? You know, the girl that was in, is it Emma Watson that was in Harry Potter? Hermione Granger, and guys used to go crazy about her. And it's like, yeah, it's the guys that are like out of shape in high school, they're like making these people famous. And it's the same with women, like all of their supporters, followers, all of their like fans, so to speak, and stuff like that on Instagram are just guys that can't get them. And it just creates this celebrity effect. You look at Rolex on Instagram, they've got like tens of millions of followers, but how many people can actually afford a Rolex? Not many. And that's why they do it, is social proof. It's the same with men, okay? So all of you guys want to be like the most handsome guy, you want to be perfect. You don't have to be, you just be the best version of you. Because from what I found in my experience, guys that are like the most handsome, that are perfect, are wildly insecure, and they always end up with the girl that worships them the most, because it just comes from their insecurity. They end up with a girl who's like a 6 or a 7, who just worships them, who thinks she's lucky to have him, almost like the celebrity effect. And the women who are 8s, 9s and 10s, they end up with just masculine men. Masculine men that have just gone out there, just smashed it in the world, just got all these assets, just worked hard on themselves. They're not worried about being perfect. They just look like grown men. They just operate like grown men. They're not insecure. They just handle themselves really well. And the most handsome men, they're out there looking for compliments. They're out there like, oh, do you see those girls are looking at me? It's like, it's embarrassing, man. Like, that, those guys will end up with the 6s and 7s. Like, it'll be the girl that worships him most because it strokes his ego. And it's not his fault. They just become insecure over the years because of the attention that they get. And that's why beautiful women always end up with masculine men, because they're insecure too. And they just end up with the guy that makes them feel most calm and comfortable and can handle all the shit that she can't do. Do you know what's funny as well, guys? Do you know what we see in this industry? Look at me buying a Lamborghini. Don't you wish you could do it too? Buy my course, do my shit, so I can continue buying Lamborghinis. It's just the most scammy system in the world. And yeah, I got some shit about 1MI at the start, but I think people are starting to realize now, like, everything that I'm showing you on camera right now in this whole video, you can sign up and do. So if you want to make your own video like this, or you just want to come chill at the house and live the way that I've just shown you in this video, you want to wake up here, grab a coffee, sit out in the garden, have your coffee, hit the gym, swim in the pool, hit the sauna, go for some hill sprints, go into Granada Center. If you can learn Spanish, you're probably going to meet a really beautiful woman, some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life, pound for pound. You want to sit up and top a bar cello, rooftop bar, like I'm going to later in this video, and just sit and have some food, you know, glass of wine, whatever. You can live it. You can literally emulate my lifestyle. And that's the difference between what we're doing. It's real life. You can see it in the videos, and then you can actually join and have that lifestyle. There is nothing else like that in the world apart from porn and sports. It's the only two things that you can watch a highlight of and then actually get the real thing. This is the only alternative. I mean, there's nothing else where it's the same. Do you know what I mean? Even clothing, like you try the clothing on, you don't quite look the same. But this is, there's no reason you couldn't sign up right now after watching this video, get a flight the following morning and be sat here in the sun doing exactly as I do. And this is just house one. We're going to get a second one probably in London and then just go crazy and buy them all around the world. VIP seats at Barcelona's new stadium for the season, which will be amazing. So that'll be 5 or 6 VIP season tickets at their new stadium that you can use whenever you want, as long as you grab the QR code off us. It's going to be insane, guys. And this is what I'm trying to build. I'm trying to build actual real life. I'm trying to build things that work in the real world. I've always tried to do this. And I can shortcut your lives. So instead of having to make 2-3 million like I did, you can just do it immediately. Start living this lifestyle. Shortcut all of the rough days. And then just build from there, which makes it a hell of a lot easier than sitting in your mum's basement for 4 or 5 years trying to make it work. At least you can be in locations like this filming content. I mean, it's even easier for me to film content here. You know, I can't film content in my gym in London like this. I've got my own gym here. If you're a fitness influencer, sign up now. If you're a content creator, sign up now. You know, it's a fucking cheat code. On top of that as well, guys, a lot of people say to me, so should I just join 1MI in the future when there's more houses? Yeah, like I'm never going to pressure tactic you. I'm not that guy. I'm not that type to be like, you know, no, sign up now and stuff like that. Like, you sign up when you're ready. You sign up when you got the money. I'm never going to pressure anybody into doing anything they don't want to do. But logically, if I buy more houses, the price is going to go up. It has to. Like, I can't go and buy like 2, 3, 4, 5 houses and it's going to be the same price. You know, there's going to be a time where, like, we do lifetime right now. You pay 10 grand right now and you're in for life. I think that's the best deal of the century. I think that's a steal. I think in 5 years' time, you'll be laughing your bollocks off that you basically got this lifestyle for free. But that's going to be 50K. It's going to be 50K for lifetime. You know, eventually it might be like 100K or something like that. Once we're at that point and we're offering VIP seats around the world and sports tickets, and I mean, Conor Benn versus Eubank, we were going to get tickets to that last night. It's just I was away, but we would have probably got 10 tickets. You know, we'll get 10 tickets to the next big super fight. You know, UFC events, maybe a house in Vegas and make all of that easier for you guys. Like, we can't keep the price at the same value. Like, we started at 2K, it's now at 3. It'll probably be 4 by September. It'll probably be 5 by Christmas when we add in the extra value. It's just going to keep going up. So yeah, you don't have to rush in. Of course you don't. It's not pressure tactics. I'm never going to tell anybody you have to join now or else, but it's never going to be cheaper and that price is going to be locked in. So that's just food for thought. You join me at the dreaded Granada Hill, one of the longest and steepest hill sprints you could possibly do. Yeah, that's it, boys. That's a wrap. Do you know what? Cardio up here is not that bad. It's the muscular strength. Fuck, your legs are on fire. It's steep and long. It's brutal. It's the best training you could possibly do. My technique just goes out the window. Like, you probably saw on that last run trying to get up that hill. You're doing everything you can to drive yourself up. It's brutal. Some of the best cardio you can ever do. Me and Tebow are the only other two people who have done this hill. Tebow's the other member who's done it, and he's in great shape. He runs ultra marathons, and me and him were fucked. We were so tired going up here, and I used to be a sprinter, professional footballer. Like, this is tough. Like, it doesn't get much harder than this in this heat as well. So, members, future members, come to this hill, give it a go, do some training. You'll be very grateful. It's as hard as it gets, to be honest. I think we go and have a sauna. I've got to shave my head. Then we're going to have do quick skincare, get dressed. And then I've got some work to do. I've got some editing to do for Born on a Budget. You guys are going to love it. It looks so good. And then we'll go down into the center maybe, sit there for a bit, have a little chill. And then we're going out for food tonight. A rooftop bar with, can't tell you her name. I probably won't even show you her face. I don't think it's fair to do.
Hide your face.
But we're going to go for food tonight. And yeah, just sit out, enjoy the last of it before I go home tomorrow.
Exactly the same, but I would argue it looks a little bit sharper and browner.
Right then, guys, so here's what we've gone with. We've gone with the Luca Filoni shirt, which is one of the nicest shades of blue I have ever seen in my life. I think it's fantastic, fits well. It's slim fit whilst not making you look like some twat in Dubai. Trousers are from Massimo Dutti, and the shoes I think I bought from Loke a while back. I think they're from Loke. So the watch is the Breitling Heritage Chronograph. It's beautiful. It's not the one I went in to buy, but it was the best one. They just brought out a bunch of different colours, and I've got really big forearms, and the face needs to be a little bit bigger, so I picked that one. But that's the fit. So what we're going with. Right, let's get some work done. I'm currently doing some editing. You guys are going to love it. Balling on a budget. I drove back from Granada all the way through Europe, and I'm editing that at the moment, and it's looking good. I'm about 12-15 minutes in, actually a bit more. No, yeah, about 15 minutes in, and it's looking unbelievable. So I want to attack that for a few hours, and then you earn your food, guys. That's what you do. This is a lesson I want to keep hammering into you lot. You earn your food. You don't just wake up in the morning, reward yourself with a big meal. You earn your food. You have to go to the gym. You have to, you know, work on your laptop. You have to do whatever you need to do. The biggest task of the day, go and do it first, like recording this video and stuff like that. I've ticked all those boxes. Like, you know, if you still got stuff to do, I've got to tidy up first. We'll do that first and then eat. It's such a motivator. It's unbelievable. Nobody does it. Alright guys, come and have a look at this, see what I'm working on. You're going to love this.
So here we are. A journey of a lifetime. The gentleman's journey. All of those years where I was teaching you guys about Born on a Budget, Mr. International, traveling the world, going to all these different unique places. And here we are, in my car, traveling back from Granada, where we've just opened 1MI, the International Members Club, with properties all around the world for you guys. A resounding success.
Right, boys, I am absolutely starving. We've done everything that we could. Born on a Budget is nearly ready. It probably just needs a good day tomorrow or Tuesday when I get back to London. And then it'll all be done. I think we go and get some food. Right then, guys, so I am absolutely fucking cooked. I've just danned that water, much deserved. Gracias. Ordered the hamburger. I feel cooked. I think this trip's really taken it out of me. I think doing everything, getting it all done, sorting the day in the life video today, this will be the last bit now. So just gonna tuck into this food, show you guys what I've ordered, and then go up to the rooftop bar, but I'm not gonna show too much.
Definitely not going to show her face because that's not fair, but I'll just show a few shots of like what it looks like up there, how cool it is, and then we'll take it from there. But yeah, I'm in a hell of a spot. This is amazing. Just need to get some food down me. I'm absolutely fried. So, right, so that was delicious. I'm looking pretty tanned, let's be honest. But yeah, that was delicious. That burger was phenomenal. I feel like I need a little bit more. I've still got like 40, 50 minutes to wait until I'm going to the rooftop. So I want something small, maybe like some little bits of cheese, maybe just another coffee. Just sit and have a little relax, I think. I still look washed.
And that was the end of the night, so I headed over to Barcello Rooftop Bar, which you should definitely check out if you're going to become a member.
But the weather is really good, not as hot as yesterday.
After that, we ended the night up in the hills, overlooking Alhambra Palace. I don't think it gets better than this. Appreciate you watching, boys. I'll speak to you all soon.